Good afternoon, friends. From Dominican University of California, Convocation 2023, set to begin in just a few minutes with a live broadcast right here on Penguin Radio.
Bienvenidos a todos. Malagayan Pagdating. Welcome. I'm delighted that you are able to be here. We are able to be here together to celebrate our extraordinarily accomplished students. I'm Nicola Pitchford. I'm the president of Dominican University of California, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to Convocation 2023. So, welcome. I have seen one or two familiar faces from meeting families of first-year students in August. You, I assume, are the loved ones of our trustee scholars. And it's amazing how quickly the time has passed since we met when you all were being dropped off or dropping off your loved ones in August. It was a privilege to be with you at that significant moment and to recognize what a mix of emotions you students and families must have been feeling. And I want to thank you for your trust in this institution. You can be sure that the health, happiness, and growth of students is our highest priority. It's the good to which we devote our days. And to see every student have what they need to thrive is the driver behind what all faculty and staff at Dominican do. Every course prep, every office hour, every campus improvement, every financial aid package, social event. We are a university, we are a home, we are a family, we are a disparate and diverse community. And if ever this place does not feel like the place where you belong, we want to know and we want to fix that. Students, to you I'd like to convey my immense pride in what you have accomplished to be sitting here today and what you are accomplishing. Our trustee scholars, warm congratulations on your exceptional academic record already. Dean's List honorees, what an exceptional group, an outstanding group you are, not just getting there, but staying there. You are the sophomores, juniors, and seniors who have sustained excellence every single semester. And you have my admiration, to be sure. I hope that everyone who is in the audience or being honored will stay for the reception afterwards to continue to congratulate and salute our honorees, and also for the whole of family weekend, including celebratory events, carnival, sports events. We'll be delighted to see you and to host you. Find me over the course of the weekend and do say hello. I will be pleased to meet you or re-meet you. We will be celebrating our honorees very shortly, but before that, it is my pleasure to introduce the representative of the School of Health and Natural Sciences on our student body government, ASDU, Kelsey Boss. Kelsey is going to present to the class of 2024 your class shield. The class shield is a very special Dominican tradition, and I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Hello, everyone, and thank you again, President Pitchford. So Dominican students have been producing class shields every year for 100 years, inspired by original Dominican shield, which featured a golden dog carrying a flaming torch in his mouth. Dominicanas is Latin for hounds of the Lord. The torch was meant to symbolize truth. Alumna Brianna Fruin designed the shield for the class of 2024 when our current seniors were just first-year students to convey wisdom to these new penguins on the dawn of their new Dominican journey. As our seniors approach their graduation, we're taking this opportunity to reflect on their shield, whose motto is Sol Omnibus Lucet, meaning the sun shines upon us all. This shield's interconnected triangle design affirms equity and inclusivity. This yellow circle evokes the sun, representing the power of community. At the time this shield was designed, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, it was more important than ever to hold fast to these principles to insist on unity. The Polynesian tribal symbols, shark teeth, birds, and the panther, are drawn from ancient stories that remind us to be courageous, to use our voices to uplift our communities. These stories teach us that when communities embrace diverse identities and experiences, they are nimble and resilient. I'd like to congratulate my peers on their outstanding academic performances, and I invite us all to use our voices to uplift each other. There's nothing more Dominican than community. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelsey. Now, for another beloved tradition, Convocation's alumni keynote address. Each year, we invite a distinguished alum back to speak to fellow Penguins. And this year, I'm delighted to welcome Salvador Sal Chavez. Sal was in the 4+1 bachelor's to master's program in occupational therapy at Dominican and graduated in 2016 with a BS in health science and 2017 with an MS in occupational therapy. As a first generation college student with a demonstrated commitment to serving his community, Sal was drawn to Dominican for its leadership and campus engagement opportunities. By the end of his senior year, Sal had received both the Veritas Cup and the Spirit of the Alumni Award, two of our most prestigious honors for students. Sal began his occupational therapy career in the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services at El Camino Health in the summer of 2018 and has been serving there for the last 5 years. In 2022, he was promoted to senior occupational therapist and now specializes in inpatient mental health for adults. He serves on advisory committees for both the Mountain View Los Altos Union High School District and the National Board for Certification in Occupational Therapy. Next May, Sal will graduate from UCSF with his MS in Healthcare Administration and Interprofessional Leadership. Crucial skills for operating in healthcare team settings. Sal's outstanding service to Dominican has been consistent and continues. He is a second-term member of our Alumni Board of Directors, and he is president-elect of the Alumni Board. He also mentors and presents to current OT students at Dominican and has served as a clinical fieldwork instructor for our OT students. Please join me in welcoming Sal Chavez to the stage.
Thank you, President Pitchford. Hello, everyone. It's a huge honor and privilege to be here with all of you. My name is Salvador Chavez, and I'm a double alumnus from Dominican. You heard a little bit about me already, but I want to spend my time sharing more about what led me to DU, what I did as a student, and what I've done since graduating, and why Dominican continues to be such an important part of my life. I'm the eldest son of two Mexican immigrants and a first-generation college student. My mom was born and raised in the state of Zacatecas, and my dad in the state of Jalisco. They both immigrated to the United States as young adults in pursuit of a better life. Both growing up in severely poor families, my mom was the eldest of 11 children, and my dad helped care for his younger brother with intellectual disability. Neither one of them received a formal education, and despite this, they instilled in me the value of receiving one. Te puedes quebrar la espalda o la cabeza, which loosely translates to, you can either break your back or your head, which sounds a little funny, but it means that your hard work and struggle is part of life, but I could either choose a life that was filled with hard physical labor like them, or one where I could use my mind and the skills, knowledge, and tools that would not be taken away from me. Education was the key that would allow me to pursue my dreams past what my parents could ever have imagined. I grew up in Santa Clara County in the city of Mountain View, where I've spent most of my life. As a high school student, I was involved in class council, tutoring, and the Latino Student Union. During my senior year as an AVID student, I applied to 8 schools in the Bay Area and was admitted to 7 of them, eventually making my way to Dominican. At the time, I remember being excited, for it had become a reality that I'd be going to college. But I was more overwhelmed of having to navigate the process without much guidance. I feared leaving home for the first time, and my parents, even though they tried to hide it, I knew that they stayed up late at night, not knowing how we were going to afford sending me to a private school. The morning of move-in day finally arrived, and my mom told me to believe and to have faith. That was easier said than done, but doing so was the best thing I could have done. I knew that I had to go. The tagline for Dominican when I was a student was, "This place changes people," and I truly believe that it does. It gave me the opportunity to pursue a degree with the financial resources unmatched to other schools that I had applied to. It gave me endless leadership opportunities as a student ambassador, orientation leader, ASD representative, and director of communications. It connected me with professors who were passionate about teaching and worked in the field that I continue to be with contact. And above all, it gave me the chance to become a lifelong learner who worked against the odds and has the privilege of standing in front of you today. During my time in OT school, I took courses in the foundations of occupational therapy, neuroanatomy, psychology, research, and OAS. If you know, you know. I traveled to Barcelona, El Salvador, and Tijuana. I worked to help advance the Close the Gap scholarship that is still open to students today. I found a home away from home, and was guided by the 4 Dominican ideals of community, service, study, and reflection that continue to influence my life and the work that I do daily. During my last semester, after I had completed my capstone project, check it out, it's on Dominican Scholar, I completed 960 hours of level 2 fieldwork at 2 3-month internships. The first at Marin General Hospital in acute care, where I had my total Grey's Anatomy moment, and the second at El Camino Health, in inpatient mental health, where I currently work now. Both placements gave me the opportunity to work with my clinical instructors over 12 weeks to reach entry-level competence in the field, and was my first real experience working in healthcare. Since graduating from Dominican 6 years ago, I've become a registered and licensed occupational therapist and work as a senior OT at El Camino Health. I've spent the last 5 years at Scrivener Center for Mental Health and Addiction Services and work with adults battling acute mental health issues requiring hospitalization, including depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, PTSD, and generalized anxiety disorder. I run groups focused on developing coping strategies, conduct assessments, and work closely with members of the multidisciplinary team. I sit on several leadership committees, including the Latinx Affinity Group, the United Partnership Council, and the Safety Committee. I'm also among the approximate 13% of Latino workers that make up the healthcare workforce, and less than 5% as occupational therapist. I'm a member of several occupational therapy organizations at the state and national level, including the American Occupational Therapy Association, the National Board for Certification in Occupational Therapy, and the Psychiatric Occupational Therapy Action Coalition. I've spoken to students about pursuing occupational therapy as a career at the high school and college level, and earlier this year took on my first 2 students as their clinical instructor. I was also featured as an alumni spotlight on Dominican's website, highlighting my work as a mental health OT during the pandemic. Outside of all of this, I'm also a graduate student at UCSF, pursuing my second master's and plan to graduate in the coming spring with the ultimate goal of becoming a lead and supervising OT. I would also like to eventually pursue my doctorate in education and become a professor. I'm still heavily involved with the university within the Department of Occupational Therapy and sit on the alumni board of directors as the current president-elect and look forward to my continued service in the years to come. I'm kind of a big deal. In all seriousness, no, it is a blessing to reflect and think back of how far I've come. I think the resiliency and hard work ethic of my parents, the amazing university that supported me over 5 years, and the drive and passion that I have for continuing to fight for and represent first-generation students and people of color in healthcare. During the pandemic, my department was the only one other than the emergency department that did not close and continued to provide services in person. It was an experience that I will never be able to truly describe, but I can say that the lessons we learned from it are invaluable and have forever impacted the world as we transition to a post-COVID time. It showed us the need for not only more healthcare workers, but also the care of those healthcare workers. It showed us that humans are capable of amazing things when we recognize the humanity in each other. It showed us that our mental health is just as important as our physical health. It showed us that investing in future generations as the next leaders of the world is a necessity, including all of you. I see you, I appreciate you. I'm here to tell you that everything you are working towards is worth it and that you are worth it. You deserve a seat at the table. From one penguin to another, I commend all of you for the amazing accomplishments you have made thus far and look forward to what comes next in your academic journey. I can tell you that your time at Dominican goes faster than you think, so enjoy every moment, as cliche as it may sound. Take the love, support, and guidance of your friends, family, significant others, mentors, professors, coaches, peers, and yourself in everything that you do, because we all need people in our corner. Be proud of how far you've come. Recognize that there are both bad days and challenging days. And remember the words of my mom, believe and have faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Sal. We're delighted, as always, to welcome you home. My name is Mojgan Behman. I'm Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty. I've served as a member of the faculty and then an administrator here at Dominican for 17 years. So I can tell you from experience that this is truly an extraordinary place with remarkable students. Dominican learners are wise, curious, hardworking, resilient, and kind. This year, we've been honored to welcome to our student body some first-year and transfer students who were attending or had planned to attend Holy Names University. Along with those students, I'd also like to welcome the wonderful faculty, staff, and programs that transferred to Dominican. And we here at Dominican feel privileged to become part of the Holy Names legacy in this way. I do hope that those of you here in the audience who came from that notable East Bay institution are enjoying your new home. Brianna emphasized community in her description of the class of 2024 SHIELD, and I'll extend that theme because I want to talk for a moment about mission, and I do believe that Dominican's rich and enduring mission is the beating heart of our community. Advancing Dominican's mission means continuing a 130-year-old tradition of educating ethical leaders and socially responsible global citizens who incorporate study, reflection, community, and service into their lives. The university is committed to diversity, sustainability, and the integration of the liberal arts, the sciences, and professional programs. To our thinking, the only way to live out that commitment with authenticity is to champion equity in everything that we do and to translate that commitment into tangible initiatives that meaningfully improve the lives of students. That's why, more than a decade ago, we started on a journey to become a federally recognized minority-serving institution, a designation that we achieved last year. So specifically, we are a Hispanic-serving institution and an Asian American, Native American, Pacific Islander-serving institution. That designation gives us access to exclusive federal grants, and this short time we've received two. Some of you are familiar with it, the La Vida Dominican program. It's funded by a competitive $3 million grant available only to Hispanic-serving institutions like ours. Over 5 years, these federal grants support new bridge programs. Some of you might have heard about the Avanza program this summer. And they've helped, and this program helps expand our capacity for existing student support services to help learners of all backgrounds and identities thrive. Additionally, the Federal Department of Education has awarded us another $3 million to launch La Vida Dominican Postbaccalaureate. We just did so last month. This program offers graduate students support for fieldwork, assistantships, community placements, career development, and completing signature work, such as theses and dissertations. What's really important is that it includes graduate scholarships and assistantships and has a mentorship component on campus and online. Very soon, we'll also be able to unveil the La Vida Dominican Graduate Resource Center in the Center for the Dominican Experience, being able to centralize student resources in a dedicated space when the Center for the Dominican Experience opens in the spring. Now, I know there are not that many graduate students present here today, so why am I sharing this exciting news with you? It's not just because all of these programs will serve all of you, because even though these grants are designated as HSI grants, they apply to all students. So we all benefit from them, and it serves students of across ethnic backgrounds and identities. But it's also because it's a great example of how your academic excellence has a far-reaching impact. When Dominican advocates for funding in support of our students, we point to the data that shows Dominican students perform with excellence. We point to our student athletes earning PacWest Academic Achievement Awards every year in the awards history. And we point to your successes so we can make a case to support the success of generations of students who follow your example. So aside from my congratulations and those of you who are undergraduates, my prompting for you to think about graduate programs already. So aside from my congratulations, my other message is this. Thank you for setting the bar so high. Thank you for your service to this institution, to all and to all future Penguins. Now, I'm very glad to introduce the student awards component of this afternoon's program, which is what we've been waiting for. Our three student deans will read the names of our honorees. To start, I'll welcome to the podium Dr. Young J. Lee, Dean of the Barofsky School of Business.
Thank you, Mo Jigang. Now, we will honor our first year trustee scholars. Please rise and come to the stage. Please remain on the stage together until all your names are read. Anthony Steiner. Adia Walker. Kaylin Buchan Lam. Christina Mueller. Vanessa Buenwostor. Marjorie Cave. Michaela Jarvis. Ariana Pascua. Evelyn Bryant. Matilda Houston. Tyler Barnes. Adriana Torres. Sarah Bedstack. Aliana Hindenburg. Elke Morkesh. Alena Cipolla. Yeah, Sophia Guajanti. Yeah. Emma Mullen. Yeah. Caitlin Mendoza. Valeria Ramirez Contreras. Yeah. Francesco Bueno. Angel Faniela Nermida. Sonia Ko. Juliana Serrano. Anna Melissa San Pedro. Janelle Ferraro. Shirmely Naldoza. Raquel Miyamoto. Hershel Lara Lazaro. Yeah. Michaela Mercado. Emily Holtzinger. Diana Lerona. Gianna Albert Tazi. Yeah. Diana Yax Rodas. Yeah. Michalina Cotis. Yeah. Riley Bressing. Kendall Weatherford. Friends, families, colleagues, our trustee scholars. Carl Goruba, Dean of School of Health and Natural Science, I welcome you to the podium.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. With the sophomore honorees, students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for two or more consecutive terms, please stand and come to the stage. Thank you for remaining on the stage until all of your names are read. Sarah Gilchrist. Gianna Wong. Taylor Pieri. Isaiah Amaranto. Andrew Vince Arguel. And Elise Mirage. Gianna D'Arezzo. Vanessa Cruz Suarez. Ava Quinon. Sulji Kim. Fernanda Reyes Santos. Jazra Muhammad Rabi. Alyssa Leek. Aiden Gray. Katie Ann Nguyen. Thelma Ramirez. Alexis Abalos. Friends, families, and colleagues, our sophomore honorees. Dr. Gigi Gocek, Dean of School of Liberal Arts and Education, I welcome you to the podium to announce our remaining honorees.
Thank you, Dean Garuba. I have the special privilege of announcing two groups of exceptional students. You'll notice as the ceremony progresses that the groups of honorees decrease in size. That's because sustaining a 3.6 GPA through junior senior year is an impressive feat. At this time, I'd like to invite our junior honorees, students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for four or more consecutive terms, or two or more consecutive semesters since transferring, to please come to the stage. And thank you for remaining on this stage until your names are read. Amreen Monshi. Emily Melton. Sheila Alvarez. Jamie Torres. Friends and families and colleagues, our junior honorees. Finally, it's time to recognize our senior honorees. These students have sustained a 3.6 GPA for six or more consecutive semesters, or as transfer students, they have sustained a 3.6 GPA for two consecutive semesters since matriculating at Dominican. Senior honorees, please come to the stage, and thank you for remaining on the stage until all your names are read. William Wood. Marty Marinda. Mariana Benitez. Danica Clifford. Alejandra Melendez. Kelsey Boss. Nyla Seguir. Vanessa Smith. Gabriella Meza. Audrey Ermasura. Isabella Bueno. Emma Hart-Vixen. Sophia Hall. Eva Olafstadter. Jenna Dooley. Amanda Harris. Juliet Ingram. Augustus Muse. friends and friends, families, and colleagues, our senior honorees. To fill Angelica Concert Hall with Dominican spirit and send us off to the President's reception on a high note, please join me in welcoming to the stage a cappella workshop singers directed by Anne Lerner. They will perform the university's alma mater and spirit song. Adrian, Sarah, Bella, Amaya, Damaris, Amanda, Eliana, Alyssa, Joshua, Mira, Itzel, Shakira. We invite you all to sing along with the printed music that was provided when you arrived.
Thank you very much, students of the a cappella workshop, and thank you, Anne Lerner. Okay. Families and friends, thank you also for being here to support these amazing students, and we are very proud of them, and I would love to have any of you come up to me at the reception to follow and tell me how proud you are too. And I hope everybody will join us for that reception, which is just outside in the Angelico Plaza. I look forward to seeing you there, and congratulations again to all of our scholars. Thank you.